And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker's chair remains empty despite 3 days of contentious voting, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Support of GOP party leader Kevin McCarthy remain in a stalemate. McCarthy has repeatedly failed to get the 218 votes needed to win the speakership after 11 rounds of voting.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 200.
One McCarthy critic, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, cast votes for the former president.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York won the most votes on every ballot but remained short of a majority. McCarthy ran second, gaining no ground. Republicans voted to adjourn until noon Friday. Norman Hall, Washington.
Friday's work will also be against the backdrop of the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Late Thursday, McCarthy made no promises of a final vote that would secure him the speaker's gavel, but glimmers of a deal with at least some of the far-right holdouts who have denied him support were emerging. The Pentagon has announced its latest aid to Ukraine for its defense against Russia's invasion. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Two defense officials have told VOA that the United States will send 50 Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine as part of a new round of military aid. The Bradleys will come with hundreds of anti-tank guided missiles and hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. This according to a government document shared with VOA. In addition, Germany will match the U.S. in sending Ukraine a Patriot missile battery for its defense. This according to the White House on Thursday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. More countries around the world are demanding visitors from China take COVID tests days before it drops border controls and ushers in an eagerly awaited return to travel for a population that has been largely stuck at home for 3 years. From Sunday, China will end their requirement for inbound travelers to quarantine, the latest dismantling of its so-called zero COVID regime that began last month following historic protests against a suffocating series of mass lockdowns. Greece, Germany, and Sweden on Thursday joined more than a dozen countries to demand COVID tests from Chinese travelers, as the World Health Organization said China's official virus data was under-reporting the true extent of its outbreak. Chinese officials and state media have struck a defiant tone, defending the handling of the outbreak, playing down the severity of the surge, and denouncing foreign travel requirements for its residents. The second fierce storm this week that pounded much of Northern California has left flooding, damaged buildings, and at least 2 deaths in its wake, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hurricane force winds were clocked in the North Bay region, part of an atmospheric river that led to dozens of flight cancellations in San Francisco. But it's the human toll that's the hardest to bear.
Absolute nightmare.
Aileen Ciccini's 2-year-old grandson was killed when a redwood tree fell onto his family's mobile home. It happened in Sonoma County. Neighbors helped pull out the crumpled debris to reach the toddler, but Ian Ciccini could not be saved.
He was a love, an angel.
Police in Fairfield, California say a 19-year-old woman died in a crash on a flooded road. Further south in Santa Cruz County.
We did everything we could. We got our sandbags.
Dominic King's Mai Tai Beach restaurant was battered.
The floorboards have been pushed through the floor.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has begun erupting inside its summit crater. The eruption comes less than 1 month after Kilauea and its larger neighbor Mauna Loa stopped releasing lava. Kilauea is Hawaii's most active volcano. It last erupted for 16 months starting in September 2021. For about 2 weeks starting November 27th, Hawaii had 2 volcanoes erupting side by side when Mauna Loa erupted for the first time in 38 years. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news in the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.